right now. Boy, do we have a treat. He is in the studio. There he is. He's got the crown on his head. The champ. Now with 100 e-brakes, Norm Hitchkiss. Oh, there he is. Gonna hit the 100 sign. Yeah.
Mr. 100.
Norm, congratulations. I can't tell you. The Metroplex was set on its ear on Friday. Not only did you win the e-brake, but you just went down the lane, did a spin move, and then a 180 jam.
It was like NBA Jam. You know,
you were on fire.
Just twist around four times, hang in the air, and then dunk it. That's exactly how it was. That was so impressive.
It was. And you weren't here to collect your crown and your trophy. And
I was away for Friday. Knowing this would happen.
Look at his t-shirt.
He's got the 100 t-shirt on where his face has been superimposed over Wilt's.
I would just like to say that beginning today, I know it seems pretty much a time impossibility. I'm going to begin working on four figures.
Wow. Oh, how Adrian Peterson of you to say something like that.
Well, you want to set that bar to where it's never going to be broken again. Just in that fashion, though, I was so happy it wasn't the Michael Strahan, Brett Favre moment.
Let's just give it to
him. It was so totally earned.
Yeah. And that's what the greats do. You know, signature moments.
Yeah, they don't mess around.
They make them count.
Like Ripken.
When he got 94 or 95, it may have been a CNI single that just got through the infield. Yeah. You know, sometimes that happens. Yeah. But the monumental one, the milestone, I mean, the outfielder didn't even turn around.
No.
He threw his glove down as soon as he hit the bat. He's like, you know what, bam, that's it. I'm not going to even watch this go out of the ballpark.
As I said to Razor on Friday when we were talking hockey in hockey terms, it was a howitzer from center ice. It just buzzed right by the goaltender's ear.
Never saw it.
And the place went nuts.
Pop the Gatorade bottle up.
Gordon, I'd probably listen to the e-brake segment maybe, seriously, about 14 times.
Why are you addressing this to me?
Just, I'm saying, every time it was played, you noticed something different. And that made me laugh so hard. And the last one was the best one. Okay. Listen to Norm when he says, what?
Hey, I heard it on the hard line on Friday. Do we have the stammer isolated, Jer? Do you have the Norm? That came out of it, too. We got a good drop out of it, too. It's in there somewhere.
Stunning to me.
Norm drop. I know.
So I'm happy sure for you, Norm.
We are. We're all happy.
So happy for
you. So horny for you.
Oh,
well.
Whoa.
The word's happy.
Yeah.
That's what I said, right?
I can see how you can get it confused.
So what are you guys doing today?
Tchaikovsky sits down to play lap steel.
Hey, Norm, now that we have you, do you want to answer for what you were thinking, I suppose, with the Mozart painting situation? We've all been speculating on it for very long.
I screwed up.
Way to go, Mike.
I really did truly say Mozart was thinking Picasso.
Yeah.
Picasso.
I do stuff like that all the time.
He's a painter, Mike.
I realize that. Okay, but you're saying that you were thinking of the random painter that he brought up to try to save you, so you're jumping on board with his escape strategy.
No, it literally was what I was thinking. Yeah, I was thinking not Picasso random. Instead of Mozart.
There's 100 painters. Okay.
Boy, the P1s jumped on it too. Just real elementary looking paintings were
they found
now labeled
Mozart's
first.
They're all lame.
I think that was my favorite. Mozart's first was my favorite.
First, now, George, they didn't send any of those to me, you understand?
No.
They
didn't want to rub it in.
Only about the 30th.
Here.
Backward masking Norm.
It sounds like someone said a curse word and he's trying to cover
it. I think
it
sounds like someone just threw Norm a rope toy that he's swinging back and forth in his mouth.
I'll do it again.
This break just keeps on giving, too.
Did you have a part in creating that sound?
That's real.
No, that's real.
That is you.
It's real. It's
so that is real. One more time.
Look, I mean, I'm just.
Here.
Oh, Norm.
What? We love you.
What?
We love you so much.
What?
Music.
I mean,
that car on a cold winter's day that's trying to start.
Cranked up the old Model T there.
The Norm Buick.
It's going to start here in a second.
So happy for you.
All right. Thank you.
What?
Julius, thank what? You all these years for your continuing unwavering support. Yeah,
you know I got your back.
He supports you.
Love that.
Homie.
You got the attitude, dog. All right, you guys have a good one.
You got the attitude, dog.
That's the champ. Donnie, they're next. Thanks to our crew, Big Strong Jeremy, Mike Fernandez. And for the great Gordo and Junior Miller, I'm George Hill. We'll talk again in the morning at 5:30 on The Ticket.